Okay. So I do have here now my pricing director. His name is Matt. He will be the one who's going to provide you the details of the program. It's all surprising. Go ahead, Matt. Thank you.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Aha. It's already Tuesday. This week's going by fast, huh?
Oh, it's always.
Yeah. How's business out there in Texas? You staying busy?
Yeah. I mean, we stay busy enough. I mean, I've got an electrical business, too. I did the pump truck just because there was a guy I didn't like that was pumping septics.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you. I mean, septic pumping is a great business. It's like one of those industries that a lot of people don't realize how profitable they can be if it's done right. And
For sure. It's a nasty business. A lot of people don't want to touch. But if you're willing to do it, you make damn good money doing it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you do what you do. Have you ever done any marketing to help grow the business in the past? Or, like, what have you done thus far?
Man, I've done several groups, like Ollie, Town Square, Absolute Media.
Okay.
There was another one that was here out of Lubbock. And it always seems like I'm just throwing money at their pockets. And the phone never really comes up anymore, rings anymore. I'm still dealing with my main customers that I've always dealt with.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just paying out of pocket for something that we're never reaching what we promised, you know?
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's, one of those things that, you got to be with the right company. And that's something I hear a lot, Chad, over and over again from people.
So do y'all do websites as well?
Yeah, we do it all. We're a one-stop shop. So,
transferred my website.
Yeah. Do you own the website, or do you have to, like, buy it off a company, or do you know?
No,
like,
I had it built by Bryant Rangay out of Lubbock, and then I transferred it to Town Square Media.
Okay.
Because he was more about grease trap and, you know, doing this and doing that. Well, grease traps wear your truck out. It's not very good. I mean, it's just nasty, slimy. I don't care to pump them.
Yeah.
It takes a lot more on your pump to make it work.
Sure.
So I transferred away from him and got the key or whatever they call that thing, sent it to Town Square. And I've tried a time or two to get it away from Town Square, and they always seem to try to sucker you into something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, it's – so this new company you're with, what have they been trying to do to help you drum up business? Talk to me about them.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, they just charged my card $300 a month.
Jeez.
And I don't see anything happen. And then I pay like $130 to Town Square just to host my website, you know.
How long have you been with them?
That Absolute deal, probably
Times
4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Town Square, I've been with them for, I bet, a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay.
Let me think about that. I was with Bryant when my wife died, so that was 2 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that. Jeez.
Yeah. Maybe a year, year and a half, something like that with Town Square.
Okay.
And they promise you the moon and nothing ever happens. You just get a new caseworker about once a month.
Ah. Oh. So
we moved so-and-so up, you know, this is your new person, and nothing ever happened.
Well, I've been here for a while, you know, not going anywhere. We do have an account manager to handle the grunt work and to make sure communication's going to you, but you're not going to be tossed around and shifted around. Like, once we assign somebody, you stick with them. So that's the beautiful thing with us. And we've been doing this for 20 years now, okay?
Where are y'all at of?
We're actually out of Fountain Valley, California, in Orange County, Southern California.
Okay.
know, Google's out of California too. So, I mean, pretty much all the major like internet marketing companies, that's where they're going to be anyway. So, but with us, Chad, you know, I'm going to break down exactly how we can help your business step by step. I'll be straight with you. 93% of people stay with me. Okay. And it's not just to, you know, charge a card. We want to actually get you exclusivity on Google and Bing and make sure you're profiting and actually getting real septic calls from people looking for your services. And the only way that that happens is we got to organically and with actual running ads, make sure that you're being seen, and anytime somebody types in the keywords that relate to your business, you show up, right? Like, I see your website. I see you had 24 Google reviews, right? I mean, you have some internet presence, but I can see why you're not getting calls, right?
Yeah.
You know, if I type in septic, if I type in septic company, right, in Lubbock, right, and here's what pops up, you know, Brothers, Duckies, Meteor, right? Those are like the ones that are coming up right now. And there's another one. Johnston Pumping is another one that's showing up on the first page. So, you know, we definitely
How is Duckies doing that when he's only been in business for a month and a half?
Well, Duckies, you know, what he's doing really interesting is he's running ads right now too, I can see. So, you know, like the people that actually – take their business to the right level is they got to get with the right team, right? It really comes down to that, like anything in life, right? You know, there's good electricians, there's bad electricians. There's good internet marketing companies, there's bad internet marketing companies that just charge your card every month, okay? So with us, right, we're a month-to-month true company. You know, we don't lock you into any contracts or anything. You're going to love that. Let me ask you, though, if this all made sense, would you be able to stop services with those other companies and be able to come to us? Is that going to be something you're going to be able to make happen with them?
Yeah, I mean, all I got to do is call them and tell them I'm done.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, just making sure. Just making sure, you know. I don't want to, you know. Okay, so – couple quick questions though, because, and there's going to be reasons to this. Now, in the state of Texas, there is some type of requirement, like either a Texas Master Plumber's license or a OSSF, provider's license or installer's license. Do you have any type of license to do septic pumping?
I've gone to the school to be an level one installer.
Okay.
I haven't gone to the state to test out yet just because we stay slammed most days. I'm TCEQ certified. Got all my Texas numbers.
You have the OSSF installer one. Is that what you have?
Gone to school for it, and I have two employees that already have their license. Every time we try to put their license on Google kicks it back.
Because it's not yours.
It's not my name.
See.
And it's like, how can I not hire employees?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Because Google, like, there's a certain program that we would love to eventually get you on. It's called Google Guarantee, right? And it's a pay-per-lead service with Google. That's something we could work towards. But right now, like, on that part, you're right. Google won't approve you for that because you have to have either – an installer one or installer two license in your name, right, since you're the business owner, or a maintenance provider's license or a master plumber's license. One of those three licenses is what Google is going to require to have what we call a sponsored ad. But good news is we're so good at what we do, Chad, that we don't need to just rely on that. That's only one leg of how we approach things, okay? So the first thing we would do for you is we would make sure that you show up, right, anytime somebody is looking for septic pumping service, septic pumping company, those particular keywords, we want to make sure that you're showing up on the maps, on Bing, and all the directories, okay? Like, we don't charge you per call or per job or click on this one. This package will get you listed in the first page of Google, but within the local map section, Okay. So anytime, like I said, anybody types in your keywords that relate to your business, we're going to make sure you're listed on the first page. They click, they call you directly. Okay. So we list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, and then Facebook. Okay. I did see you had a business Facebook page. Did somebody help create that for you?
No, I've just kind of tried to swing it on the hip and do it myself, and it's not too easy.
See, I don't know why these, you know, I hate seeing this because I see how good our company is and then I hear about our competitors. And this is why I love what I do, because these guys out there, they're trying to do as little work as possible and charge you as much as possible, right? Instead of, hey, give the guy, give you a fair exchange and you'll stay and you'll be happy. And you'll refer people. Like, that's how our business has been built over the last 20 years now. And, you know, you think they would be helping you with your Facebook page, but the next thing that we really focus on besides having you on the top of Google is Facebook, okay, for your business, okay? Since Facebook is the second most visited place besides Google, you want to be there, but not just there. You want to be attracting customers on there, Chad, by capturing their book of business. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So whenever somebody goes on to Google and, let's say, types in septic pump service, okay, that's near you, right? And let's say they didn't call you, okay? But then 10 minutes later, they decide to go on their Facebook, because everybody goes on their Facebook and starts scrolling and looking at their feed and their pictures and stories, right? What would happen is we're going to retarget them with an ad of yours on their Facebook page, a sponsored ad only for the people that are looking for your service. So it's very targeted, right? And this is a great way to get more new clients, because you not only are you going to be on Google, but you're also going to be running ads on Facebook to attract your client base to get them to call you rather than all these other, like, new guys out there, right, you know, and, you know, so you can get the business and not duckies.
Right.
Okay. So this is going to obviously help you reach more clients, right? We handle this. We handle all the ads. We create the ads for you on your Facebook page, right? And we're going to really retarget your audience. Right. As soon as they click on the ad on Facebook, they're calling you directly, and then you're going to get results off of Facebook as well as Google. Okay. So anybody, Chad, using their iPhone, Android, tablet, computer, you're going to be listed on the first page.
Okay. That's what I'm.
So this package covers your A to Z. Okay. Normally, there is a one-time activation fee of $100. I can cut that in half for you. Luckily, you already have a website created. Okay. So that's good. We can transfer that over. We do give you a tracking phone number, right, to help for analytics purposes so you can see how well your campaigns are doing. All your calls will be recorded so you can always go in your back office, right? And then over time, we can help you get Google Guaranteed certified once you get that license. And then that third leg will then be a pay-per-lead program on top of the other two campaigns I talked to you about as well. Okay?
Okay.
So the only thing you're responsible for is your monthly rate. Okay? So your first month, okay, would be $349, and then every month thereafter will be $299 a month. No contracts, no click fees. It truly is a true flat month-to-month rate.
And then I can just call and cancel Absolute Media, and then call and will y'all host my website, or do I need to keep Town Square?
Great question. Yeah, we'll host the website. Do you own the domain name? Like the domain name, you own that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I brought it.
Yeah, we'll definitely help you with all of that.
Okay.
So the main thing is, the first step we should do is get your account established before you start canceling or anything like that. We'll get your account established with us. We'll get everything set up, right? And then at that point, like, when is the next time they're going to charge you? Like, you know when they usually take out?
Something like the 8th, 9th, 10th month, somewhere right in there.
Okay. So we're actually in perfect timing because we can get all this set up, and then over the next few days, you can work on, hey, you know, look, it's not working out. I need to transfer. And then once I get you with my account manager, they're going to help coach you and help assist you on how to handle that so nothing falls through the cracks and you don't lose any of that hard work and money that you've already spent out for those, like your website and that stuff. Make sense?
Right. I mean, if we're at, you know, $349 for this month and $299 moving forward, I'll do it. What does it take to get the account set up? Because I'm sitting here just kind of sitting idle at a customer's driveway trying to finish pumping their septic at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'll turn my
truck
and stuff off.
So it's real simple. I just grab a little bit of information from you. I send you a quick text, right? And then I schedule a call either later today or tomorrow to introduce you to your account manager. That's an hour call. So obviously we would have to book that call, you know, for your schedule. So like, you know, cause you can't do that now, but literally 10, 15 minutes, I'll get all like the important information that I need, from you right now. And then we'll schedule a call to introduce you to your account manager and you're good to go.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So right now I show your, they have your business showing as C2 Pump Services LLC. Do you want to keep that LLC on there, or do you want to remove
it? I hate that LLC.
Me too. Why did they set that up that way? So we're going to work on, like, changing that up with you. But it's going to take a little bit of a process with Google, but I'm going to make sure – we put some notes in there, right, to help you on that, okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. And your first name is it? Your legal name's Chad, right?
Yep, Chad Coomer.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Coomer, C-O-O-M-E-R, just like Coomer. Cooper, but with an M.
Okay, gotcha. And then I know it's a Gmail account. What's your best email, though?
The email that I have, and that's another deal, like Town Square has my email somehow all tied into that.
Okay.
And I think, and they can't even get it to appear on my phone. Like I've got to go to a website, type in a website address on my phone, click on it, and it used, when I was at Town Square, the first, very, very first get-go, it was all on my phone. They sent me the HTTP, you know, the, whatever it is, SMTP codes or all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it set up. Well, then I got a new phone and it needed a password. So I called Town Square. I'm like, hey, what's my password?
Wow.
And they're like, oh, it's welcome this. And I'm like, okay, cool. I type it in. Like, it's not working.
Gotcha.
They're like, how are you using that? And I tell them how I'm doing it. They're like, we've never done it that way. I don't know who sent you that. And I'm like, your people sent it to you.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, yeah, it sounds like you really need,
C2
you know,
Pump Service will be the one that won't get turned off, I'm sure.
Okay, so what's that email?
C2PumpService@gmail.com.
C2PumpService@gmail. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it as that. I'm going to work on letting them know, hey, let's get this LLC off his name. You know, and then what is the business address? I'm sure you're using your home address, right?
Yes, I'm using my home address of 5510 101st Street, Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it says 101st Street Place, right, Lubbock? Is that right?
Yeah, you have street and place. Mine is street.
Oh.
About half my mail goes to my neighbor behind me.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know why.
So 5510101 Street, right?
Yeah.
101st, 101 ST, and then space Street. Is that right? Is that how it's like
yes,
put out?
Sir. Yeah,
okay.
That's how it's put out.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Learn something new every day. You know?
Yeah. a weird Texas shit, man.
It is. It is weird. You know?
Why we can't just go to 102nd Street? Why we have to have this? But whatever.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, that's some interesting stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's just, I mean. What
okay.
else are you needing from me, sir?
Yeah, just give me 1 second. So C2PumpService@gmail.com. And then one more time, your last name, Chad. I need it because I need to put it in one more spot.
Coomer, C-O-O-M-E-R.
Coomer. Gotcha. Got to make sure every I's are dotted, you know, T's are crossed, right?
It's the same, yeah.
You know? T2 Pump Services. Okay. All right. And then this is going to be your best phone number, right?
Yes, sir.
Got it. All right. Now, we do have to set up a security question. It's going to be very important because every time you call in, we want to make sure that, you know, we verify you. Sometimes companies try to imitate us, too, by the way. Be surprised. So you always, anytime you talk to Local Splash, want to make sure that they know your security question and the answer, okay? And so you could choose either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
First pet's name.
Okay. What's that answer?
Charlie.
C-H-A-R-L-I-E?
Yep.
C-H-A-R-L-I-E. Okay. Nice. Never forget your first pet, right? Was Charlie a dog,
yeah.
I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a dog.
Yeah. You, what kind of dog was he?
Chocolate lab.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I had a golden retriever growing up. Loved that dog. His name was Spartacus. But I called him Spartan for short because, you know, I didn't like saying the whole name. So, okay. So for your monthly service, okay, how do you want to pay every month? MasterCard, Visa, Discover, take American Express. Which works best for you?
Visa.
Okay. That should start with four whenever you're ready.
Let me pull it out and make sure.
Yeah, no
it's
worries.
MasterCard.
Oh, it's MasterCard?
Yep.
Okay. That should start with a five then.
Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
5156.
Okay.
7686.
Okay.
4863.
Uh huh.
6358.
5156 7686 4863 6358. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Got to make sure I got all the numbers right. You know how that is. And we're going to send you an invoice, too. So you're going to see all of this in writing, too. And then the expiration.
Oh, shit. 2 of 30.
Okay. Well, that definitely is a long time. That thing's not expiring for a while. Nice. How do we get a card like that, huh? You know, they're normally like a couple years, you know, but that one's a good one. Okay. All right. Security code on the back. It should be 3 digits.
Oh, hell. I already put my wallet up.
Yeah. No worries. Take your time.
444.
444. 3 fours?
Yep. 3 fours.
Wow. That's real easy, huh?
Yeah. They're giving it real good hacking capabilities.
I hear you. Well, good news is, like I said, we're going to get this all taken care of for you. Just bear with me. I'm just, you know, getting all the I's dotted, T's crossed. We're almost done here. So, you know, that'll be nice. Here we go. And then I'm going to sign package. Hold on. Wait for the computer to move. And then I'm going to get something over to you real quick. And then we'll schedule out your appointment too, sir. For next, tomorrow probably work better for you. to do that hour call?
You know, yeah, probably.
Okay.
I bet so.
You bet
my,
so?
My days kind of always kind of run together just because people call us out at night, and then I have a whole nother electrical business that I got to get my guys started on first thing in the morning, every morning.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it might work tomorrow. I guess I'll have to just sit down, you know?
Yeah, we're gonna have to figure that out, huh?
We're gonna make sure
we pick a good time for you, because obviously I want you to make that call. And the one thing I want to like really stress to you, Chad, the only thing that I want you to really focus on with us is just make sure you're communicating, like when we have appointments for you and you pick up your phone. Okay? If you do those two things, you will be successful. But you'd be surprised. Sometimes I have business owners, they don't pick up their phone. You know, they're not communicative. And I'm like, how do you expect to stay in business? Right? So those are the seven. Go on.
I pick up a whole hell of a lot of phone calls, but if it's not programmed in my phone, it usually sends it to voicemail.
Yeah.
Just because, and it'll alert me like, hey, go into voicemail, and you kind of click out of it. But heck, man, I'm only one person. I bet the phone rings a lot during the day.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I like, you know, it's like.
I'm supposed to meet with some girl today about coming to be my secretary because I'm sick of their stupid phone.
Oh, you mean, so she picks up the phone and like does and handles the customers?
That's
actually a smart move. Like I think you're going in the right direction. In terms of like, you know, how trying to take that off your plate. So what would happen, Chad?
One last thing I gotta do.
Yeah. So we're gonna give you a tracking phone number that's gonna be on all your ads and all over. We're even gonna put it on your website. It will route to your cell phone or whatever number you want it to route. And the reason why we give you this number, not to just record the calls like I was telling you about, but it's going to show us and you how everything is performing. Okay?
And that's, I like that because, I mean, we're good.
Yeah, it's great, huh?
Yeah. We'll be all right.
It's really, really great. So that's why we do that, you know, because we want to make sure that, you know, we're giving you, you know, a really, exactly. Like you're seeing, you're seeing like a really, a solid service, and you're really like, you're seeing where your money's going. Okay.
Yeah, I like it because if you could tell me, hey, we give you Joe, Sam, and Henry,
mm-hmm.
that was $1,200 this month. We're on, you know, whatever it may be, you know. I like it. I mean,
yeah, you're going to be able to track all your leads. And let's say, like, hey, you don't hire that girl, and you're out on the field, and you're on a job, and you're talking to a customer while you're pumping, and you're like, crap, what did that guy say? Like, oh, my God, like, or the paper flew out your window or something. You're going to be able to go in your back office and actually listen to the call and pull out whatever information that you missed. Really, really cool.
Well, I won't be able to.
Yeah. It's really easy. You'll learn. Trust. I have 70-year-old guys that are here.
And that's a phone and a computer.
Yeah. Hey. If 70-year-old guys can do it, Chad, you can do it as well. So I don't doubt that you'll be able to really pick it up. That's why we take our time with you. But I know this, that you will be more than fine and actually like somebody that's going to be able to really how do I say this? Just follow along and you're going to be fine when it comes to actually getting you the, you know, the services you need, you know? So, I do have to read something to you before I send you off the, invoice here, Chad. Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called our voice verification recording. The reason is that you are on a discounted pre-arrangement for you. Like I talked to you about, I reduced your setup fee and all that too. So for an added form of protection for you, we're going to send, you in writing with your invoice. I'm going to walk you through this. If there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me and just say, hey, you know, clarify, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
C2 Pump Service, LLC.
Okay. But you want the name of your business on Google to just be exactly. Okay, so let's leave it at that. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Chad Coomer, owner.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Only.
Okay.
User.
Gotcha. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Calls within come from our customer service phone number. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I'm going to text that to you as well. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, okay? You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? Sometimes people get calls from Yelp, right? And they're obviously another advertising service, right? If you receive calls,
like them either.
What?
I said I don't like Yelp either.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you on that one.
Once I gave them my credit card info, I woke up and about every morning they would hit me with this fee, this fee, this fee, this fee. And so the phone ain't like, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry that you've gone through the ringer, but Chad, I'm glad. I wish you got me a while ago. You'd have been you've been way better. But you know, hey, look, you know, third time's a charm. So eventually you get to the right. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that again.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
That means anybody else I'm working with?
Yeah, hey, I'm going to do this marketing or that marketing, right, you would let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of these people, we can get you discounted rates on stuff since we're a one-stop shop, so that's the reason why. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your proof of insurance, any other documents recommended, for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
My insurance?
Yeah, yes, we need any documents. Like, well, if my account manager says, like, hey, we need some type of documentation, because we want to obviously, remember, you want to get rid of that LLC, so we might need some documents to just show Google, right, who you are, your business, and whatnot to make the necessary adjustments.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they did that because of tax purpose. You know, I mean, that's how I file is LLC.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah. But like a lot of business owners, you know, they don't like having that LLC because it just kind of clogs the name. And I'm agreeing with you on that. So I'm going to work hard to have my guys, you know, work with you to get that LLC name to rechange it, you know, see what we can do on that. Okay. But, you know, we may need some documents within like the first 7 days. So we just need you to be a little responsive. If they need anything, you know, do you agree to at least, you know, try to work with us to get you get the documents we need?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have them somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably not going to be much, but like I said, we have to say this to everybody because, you know, it's part of, you know, making sure you're set up successfully. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is October 28th, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of, let me go back here, make sure I have the number right because I always say it wrong and I don't want to say it wrong. Right. It's going to be $348 will be your first month. And then, as we talked about, it will be $299 every month consecutively every 30 days thereafter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we do ask a 2 month verbal agreement. Okay. So everybody we ask, hey, give us 60 days, you know, because the first month, obviously, we're setting things up. We're getting traction. And then the second month is when this thing's really full steam ahead. You will see action, though, the first month and even the second month. But the second month's really when it takes off. Okay.
Yeah.
So your payment's going to be on the 28th day of every month. And the amount of $299, this is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at 877-635-6225, okay? You may speak to a live representative to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. You understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, what's the cancellation terms again?
You have to call 3 days before your billing date to cancel.
Oh.
Let's say in 5 months, if you decided you're one of the 7% of my clients that doesn't work out, right, and you're like, hey, I'm just going to cancel Local Splash, which I don't see that happening with you because it sounds like you're going to be the guy that picks his phone up and is going to be responsive. But if you ever decided to cancel, right, you just got to call 3 days before the billing day.
Okay, perfect, buddy.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and text you some stuff here real quick, and then I'm going to have you on your way. Meanwhile, let me ask you a couple quick questions. What typically do you want your hours of operation showing up, Chad, for your business? Like Monday?
24 hours.
Are you Monday through Friday? Or are you Saturday as well? Or what are we doing for the septic side?
24 hours.
24 hours.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll wake up and I'll go if I got to. Yeah.
Okay, so 24-hour services. Okay.
I'm a service business.
I got you. 7 a.m. till
10 p.m.
How about that?
I'll do it for you, right?
All right. And then Saturday, same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
I mean, I rarely take a day off. I always do something.
You are incredible. I like seeing that.
Well,
you
I mean, what else do I have to do? They took the only thing I wanted, and that was my wife, so I'll be here finishing up. Then I'll build it and leave it to the kids and roll on.
There you go. Yeah, septic business is a great, great business. Not too many people.
Yeah, my son runs the porta potty side for me as we speak.
Oh, nice. You do the Johns too, huh? Okay.
Yes, and I want that on my Google. It's porta potties.
Okay. Nice. I will definitely put that because we can definitely help advertise that too.
Because I don't know who who or how or when we did the last deal, you know, and I don't know how to screw with Google. I don't really care to. But, yeah, I want porta potties on there and septic pumping. I do not want to really go after the grease trap work unless it's just I have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do you want anyone else authorized on your account, or is it just going to be you for now?
Just me for now. Well, you can put my son's name, Caden, C-A-Y-D-E-N.
Okay. And his last name, Coomer, too?
Coomer, yeah.
Okay. Caden, I'm going to put him on there. Okay.
Just in case. I mean,
so right now you're only working with Town Square, or are you working with that other company as well?
There's Town Square and Absolute. They both charge me every month.
Absolute. Which one's the marketing company?
Absolute Media, I believe is what they call themselves.
Okay.
Okay, so, it was supposed
and
to
then
be
Town Square
for,
is just like the hosting of your website?
Yeah, they just host that website. They don't really do anything for it. They always claim they would. But they hadn't really done much. You know, when I moved it over there to them, they put all kinds of, like, German porta potty trucks instead of my own pump truck on there at one point. I mean, it was like cab over trucks. It was like, you don't even see that shit in the U.S. Why are you putting it on my website? But, yeah. I would submit photos, I would submit TikToks, I would submit all that, and nothing ever really would seem to get there.
Wow.
I mean, because I don't know if you do anything on TikTok.
We stick mainly to Facebook and Google because the two kind of cross-blend really well, and that's where a lot of our activity and success
is. Will you hold on just one second?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man, how do I get back?
I'm here.
You there? All right, got
you. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm good. I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm putting the notes in. So Town Square is kind of like your hosting. He has Town Square who hosts his website. And Absolute Media is his SEO. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they call their stuff. They charge me $300 a month for it, and I don't see much.
Yeah. I mean, part of your service package, by the way, over $100 is going just towards Facebook ads, by the way. Like, that goes directly to Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, like, to their pocket when we charge. So, you know, so we're not – overspending on ads, but we're not underspending either. And so this is going to be a great package.
I mean, Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff, so all it can do is help. Can you hear me? What did my phone do?
No, I'm here.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, no, so...
Yeah. All it can do is help. So we'll go with it and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no. So what I want you to work on, Chad, is getting yourself to where you can get licensed so we can get you the pay per lead Google platform.
Oh, I'm already there. Like, I just got to take off and go down and take the test. Like,
yeah.
I've passed the class. I've done everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, this is going to be a great package to get you going and start it and getting your business, like, actually generating good leads and, like, actually getting some success finally. Over time, we can make tweaks. We can get you Google's pay-per-lead program as the third leg, right, once you get that license. And that can help be a good filler on top of what we're doing. So there's many ways to help you get more like qualified leads and jobs. But what we're starting with right now is a great first step in the right direction to finally like have your money getting you like actually leads finally. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you, you should have got a couple text messages. Did you get any text
messages?
Yeah,
my phone was dinging like crazy.
Yeah. Tech, I need you to find this one quick text for me.
Okay.
And it should be local splash. You should see terms. Like it's a link in one of the texts.
Get a copy of Google profile verified. Local splash. Log into your account.
Should be one more. Should be like terms. Click here for your terms, local splash terms.
No terms. I've got a local splash. That's a phone phone number. Create new contact.
Okay.
Nothing on terms.
Okay, what are the different texts? Start from the first one you got.
Just 1 second. Let me turn this pump off.
Yeah, no worries. We're almost done, don't worry. Almost done, appreciate you. Like, I just tried to get your account set up and then...
Yeah, one says, we spoke earlier about proven method and generating more business for your company. Give me a call. That was today at 9:35. Gives me a contact card. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. And then the next one is Local Splash Chad to get your Google business profile verified.
Are you on your email or are you on your, like, your text messages on your phone?
I'm on my text messages.
Okay. That last one you read should have a link on it. Is there a link that says, like, localsplash.com/, like, terms or something like that?
It just gives me a, you can log into your account.
Okay. But no, like, no link or anything?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me just get a reset.
Oh, here, thank you for choosing. We sent a copy of your invoice, and it sends a link.
Okay, and is there a link there? Like, what does that say? Is there a link on that one?
Yeah. Oh, local splash terms. Yep, here you go.
Yeah, click that.
It breaks it down into text, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Once you click that, there should be three check boxes at the bottom. Okay, you're going to check those three check boxes.
And
it's going to have you do an adopted sign. Basically, this is like, it's just your invoice. It's everything we talked about. And this is the last step to get your account set up. So go ahead and just check those three check boxes at the bottom. Right? And then adopt.
Tumor.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
You'll figure it out, TV.
It's when I clicked on it, it auto-populated C2 septic pump service as my name. So I just clicked OK, confirm signature, and then it came up that you did not sign as Chad Coomer or something.
Okay. That's fine.
There you go. You should be good.
Okay. Y'all good? All right. Let's take a look. You have to hit, once you click the three check boxes and then hit finish or continue, what did it do after that?
It brings me to a welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below.
Okay. Okay, so you should be good. Okay.
Yeah, so it's done. It should be done on y'all's end.
Okay.
Thanks.
Definitely. Hold on, I'm just waiting.
This one's still kind of... Maybe I can stand on top of the hill. I'll try to climb on top of this trailer.
You're like, I even turned off the pump for you, Matt. So let me ask you, let me pull up the calendar. What's like a good time for you tomorrow that we can...
The best time for me... is evenings.
Evenings. Okay.
And I don't know how late you'll work.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm gonna find out exactly what the best time we have for you tomorrow.
Because I'll work till about 6:30, and then I'll go to the house and get my daughter fed and get, you know, get her to where she needs to go.
I feel you. Okay. So the best time I can do tomorrow is 5:30.
Do it.
All right. You can make that work?
Yeah, I'll make it work.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
I mean, even if I'm having to drive home, I mean, we can talk on speaker in the pickup.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Nice. Love
it. I got that deal back yet? Because it's still showing three little blinky dots on my end.
Well, the terms and condition thing? Yeah, I got that. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
You're all good. You are all good, you know?
Make sure.
I'm sending you a calendar invite for your call tomorrow and setting it up for
C2.
For our tomorrow.
You need it for Google verification.
Huh?
Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further, kindly pictures.
Yeah, don't worry about like all the stuff you're getting right now. Like your account rep will walk you through everything tomorrow too. So,
okay.
You know, I don't want you to stress out or, you know, like you're getting probably a lot of automated stuff like every time, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean,
yeah, but we're going to hold your hand. Don't worry. You're going to be in really, really good hands. And we're going to make sure that, you know, walk you through this so you don't have.
I'm putting it in your hands.
Exactly. We don't want you to be worried, you know, so that's why we're going to really like, you know, make sure everything kind of gets done properly
so I need to call and go ahead and test out with the state. That'll be beneficial.
Yeah,
to
I would honestly, let me, you know what? That's a good question. Let me find out if, should he cancel today or wait till he talks to his accounts manager tomorrow? Okay. I'm asking somebody right now, you know, what the best protocol would be. Normally, it doesn't matter, but I want to make sure, like, you know, hey, if you should cancel it today, you know, or should we wait till, like, we start moving some things on our end and then you cancel it. So I just want to make sure either way, even if you did go either way, like, you're okay, you know? So
yeah.
That's what I'm just double-checking it, you know? So I will have an answer real quick. Okay. Yeah, we need to start getting you some business, man. I can't believe you're spending all that money and, like, you're not getting any, like, qualified leads out of that stuff.
And that's what sucks is I've got a lot of just, like, monthly work that I do already that kind of keeps my bills paid. But, I mean, it seems like I get 1, 2, 3 calls a week now.
Uh-huh.
Ever since Duffy's jumped into Lubbock County and doing whatever he's doing, which is fine. I mean, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
I just want to show up as a option. My work speaks for itself.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. I mean, you definitely want to, you know, definitely. You just need that campaign going, right? And I think Facebook's going to really help you, too.
I pay
what's
like
that?
$75 a month for the Google reviews, so he sends a link at the end of my invoice.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cancel
that
guy,
too? Hey, so good news is when we take over your website and all that, on our back office, you're going to have that feature. So all you got to do is, and we'll show you how to do it. All you got to do is put anybody, anytime you get a job done, all you have to do is put the client phone number into the back office, and our back office will send that out for you. So we have that.
I can cancel that $75 too.
So you won't have to spend that anymore too. So we have a whole, like, anytime somebody like leaves you a bad review, let's say if you ever got one of those, we have a mitigation department too to help you with bad reviews as well. So really, really good
so
feature.
Like,
we want to keep your image and reputation solid, strong.
Well, I try not to get bad reviews, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah, but it happens every so often, you know what I mean? So it's like, you can't please everybody, but if you, heaven forbid if you did, you'll be able to,
try to fix it?
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't think I've ever had a bad review.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Let's keep it that way, right?
But I don't typically ask for reviews, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if those people go out and find my deal and put it on there, just this last couple months is when I had that guy. I'm like, all right, $75. I mean, the more reviews I have, the better my shit will show. And I don't know. I've spent $75 for 3 months, and I bet they've put 10 reviews on there.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have some reviews, but cool thing is, like, we're a one-stop shop, so we're going to have all these cool features you're talking about all at your discretion, all at your fingertips. We're going to show you how to use it. You're going to like it. It's super easy and user-friendly. Like, even you, Chad, are going to be able to do it and figure it out. So,
well,
I think you're going to be...
Everything's so scattered now, I can't ever remember who does what.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need it all on one umbrella. And I think that's why, you know, you're a great testimonial one day. You know, like, I had this person for that person for this, you know. And, you know, we're going to be able to kind of condense it all into one so where you're not having to stress out about it and have to pay multiple people. So, I'm glad we caught you today because, you know, like I said, I wish we talked.
Because I was answering. I was answering to be like, what the fuck? Why'd you call me 2 times in a row?
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad Mark did, you know?
I mean, there's so many auto-dialed numbers that come across my phone. It is irritating as hell.
Oh, I bet.
This to be my personal cell phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, the cool thing is you're going to know – like, when we give your auto track phone number, too, on it, you're going to know,
that it's coming from there.
You're going to know, like, you're going to know, like, hey, okay, it's internet campaign. You're going to know, oh, wow, okay, it's somebody calling, you know. So, and we can even create a phone tree on your, like, when they dial the number. Thank you for calling, you know, C2 Pump Services. For new clients, please press 1. For invoices, please press 2. You know, like, we can put,
and
like, a
voice.
And that's kind of
where I
want
to go. I want to go to another phone, and I leave this phone with the girl at the office.
There you go. Whatever number you want, our tracking phone number to route to, we'll set that up for you. So if you start with 1 and then you want to change it, you know, we'll change it for you. So full like control over this thing. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, our services, you know, in terms of that.
Okay. Well,
so,
tomorrow at 5:30, right?
Tomorrow at 5:30. Yep. You are scheduled for that. You don't like what we'll do is, I'm still waiting on that answer. As soon as I get an answer, whether you should, cancel this today or tomorrow. I'll let you know with that.
I'm going to cancel Absolute Media.
I think the Absolute Media, I don't think you're going to have problems because they don't host your domain name. They don't have
right.
your like they don't have control over your actual website. So I think Absolute Media is going to be okay. That's fine, but I want to wait until I get an answer on Town Square what you should do on that one. So
okay,
worst case scenario, you'll cancel Town Square once you talk to the account representative and
tomorrow.
You guys strategize on what we should do about the domain name and all that. Okay?
Okay, that'll work. I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to be talking to you tomorrow though, at 5:30 and introducing you to the account manager, and then you guys are going to have an hour call together, and they're going to get all the fine-tuning and all the dotting the I's and T's crossed tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, again, my name's Matt. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, sir?
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, you take care. Have a great rest of your day. All right, bye-bye.